Congratulations once again to Casey, our Royals FanFest giveaway winner. Just got off the phone with him. He's pretty excited. Grant, he wanted to tell you thank you for picking the right number. He also said, and this is very important information for all of us, he also said he's not sure if his wife is going to be able to make it. If not, it may be a road trip with us. That's what he said. We'll have to see.
Hey. I'm more than welcome to draw your number, Casey.
Was he kidding? Maybe. But I'm going to take him 100% seriously. So pack your bags. We're going to Jack Stack and Royals Fan Fest. Just a few minutes here before we go into You Can't Be Serious. One of my favorite things about this time of the year is that this is when we find out when our favorite shows are coming back, or we're getting ready for our favorite shows to come back. It really is a downer going through the months of like December and January when, you know, there aren't new episodes of some of our favorite shows. Mine right now is Better Call Saul. I was a huge Breaking Bad fan. Really like Better Call Saul. That's coming back, I believe, like March 1st or something. Looking forward to that. Last Week Tonight with John Oliver, which is fantastic.
Love it.
Absolutely love it. That is coming back in February. Pretty pumped about that. During the inauguration today, House of Cards announced that they are coming back like next month or something as well. So that's pretty exciting. What's on your guys' list for shows that you're watching in 2017?
Well, I just started this show that I guess was around last year on Netflix, The Master of None with Aziz Ansari. It's coming back for season two. And me and my girlfriend finished that in 2 days.
Oh, really?
It was 10 episodes, short episodes, but it was funny. It was a good show, quality show, something that not many people know about. But for Netflix, it's rated well on Netflix, and it's an original series, and I would recommend it.
Speaking of Netflix, a series of unfortunate events, I think is what it's called, with Neil Patrick Harris.
Mm-hmm.
That's really good.
That's
funny.
One my girlfriend has started watching, but I didn't get
great.
Into it.
I've never been a huge Neil Patrick Harris fan, totally honest.
It's pretty funny.
I don't know. I
loved him in
CBS comedies just aren't very good, I don't think.
Isn't
tell that to Big Bang Theory?
Yeah, the
fans.
Big Bang. Yeah, I like the Big Bang Theory.
Big Bang Theory is pretty good. Yeah. Did you guys see what Steve Carell did yesterday?
Yeah, Pete.
Was it yesterday or the day before?
It might have been 2 days ago.
He said he tweeted out that The Office is coming back to NBC, and it was a joke.
Such a tease.
It was a joke, and then the next day he tweeted that Toby Flenderson hacked his account. But, man, that
well, he
was...
he said it was a typo, and he meant to say Will and Grace, which is actually coming back.
I don't care about Will and Grace.
The Office, man. That's one of my favorite comedy shows of all time, no doubt.
Yeah, that's right up there. That was one... I'm not someone who has very many shows that I need to be at home. Like, I need to arrange my schedule to be at home at a certain time to watch a show. The Office was one of those. Mm-hmm. That I had to be home. I think they went to different nights at some point, but I think at one point, what was it, Thursday nights at 7:30 or something? I don't know when it was, but I miss The Office a lot. Anyway, so a little bit of pop culture into today's show. There's not a whole lot going on sports related. We got K-State basketball, which we are very excited about. The K-State women, too. Pretty big game coming up on the road at
Iowa State. Yeah, K-State women, they've won four in a row. They're going for five on Saturday. And Iowa State, they're pretty similar, actually, to kind of like a TC when it comes to scoring the basketball. They got some pretty good scoring threats. A couple of players are top 15 scores in the Big 12. Record-wise, I mean, they're like TC. Record-wise, they're not there. Like, they're not in the top. One of the top spots in the Big 12, but they can certainly ball. That's for sure.
Well, and if I recall correctly, playing at or playing in Ames has been to the K-State women what playing in Gallagher-Iba has been to the men. I mean, it has been a tough place for K-State to go and win. If I recall correctly,
well, I don't remember what the streak is, but yeah, it's been a little rough up there. But I mean, K-State should win. I mean, they're certainly the better team. They're on their way to a pretty fantastic. Finishing up this regular season, they're already a third of the way through of the Big 12 slate as well. So the K-State women, I mean, if they win by 10+, there's no surprise about that.
Yep. Well, best of luck to Jeff Mitty's team as they go for win number 5 in a row. That would be a pretty impressive win streak with how good the Big 12 is in women's basketball. We're going to head to our final break. Grant, Mitch, anything you guys want to tease for You Can't Be Serious to finish off the show?
Nothing? I'm going to bring in East Timor, which is a small island nation, a couple hundred miles north of Australia. And you know, when I got to bring them up, something bad has happened. So.
Yeah. Could you have pointed them out on a map before read the article?
No.
Okay.
I might.
I didn't think so.
I might bring something up about the Zaza Pachulio and Russell Westbrook, maybe.
Okay. All right. That's coming up next on You Can't Be Serious.